Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 9th. You'll be interested to know, 129 years ago, today in 1819, the Paris Aero Club sponsored a grand ballooning race in which Count Henri de Laveau and Count de Castien de Saint-Victor flew from Paris to Khorostyshev, Ukraine, covering over 1,153 miles in 33 hours, a remarkable feat of early aviation and human ingenuity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves around 1 to 2 feet. Conditions will stay consistent through the day with the same wave height expected. Winds are currently sideshore at 9 miles per hour, shifting to onshore at 10 miles per hour by late morning. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 13 seconds and the sideshore wind is 9 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 6.5 feet at 10:45 a.m., followed by a minus half foot low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Choppy conditions persist Friday with waves around 2 to 3 feet and northwest winds at 10 to 11 miles per hour. Saturday sees a slight increase to 2 to 3+ feet, with cleaner conditions in the morning before shifting to choppy by afternoon. Expect a steady swell on Sunday, reaching 3 to 4+ feet, with cleaner phases early, making it the best day for surf. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 66 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a chance of rain showers before 2 p.m., then some showers and thunderstorms, with partly sunny skies and a high near 75, accompanied by a gentle northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect a chance of rain showers with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 66, and light northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 11 a.m. and a high near 77, with northwest winds around 10 miles per hour and gusts up to 20. Saturday and Sunday are mostly sunny with highs near 74 and low temperatures around 59. And Columbus Day will be mostly sunny with highs near 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Oceanside's hospitality scene has just scored a major win as two resorts have been named among the very best in Southern California by Condé Nast Traveler. The magazine's 2025 Reader's Choice Awards highlight the top destinations, with Mission Pacific Beach Resort securing the number one spot. Offering rooftop sunsets, Michelin-starred cuisine, and a historic house from Top Gun, this resort blends luxury with coastal vibes. Next door, the Seabird Ocean Resort and Spa earned the number 14 ranking, bringing elegance to the shoreline. Oceanside, affectionately known as O-Side, is quickly becoming a must-visit destination for travelers. Now on to sports. The great Bill Belichick experiment has taken a dramatic turn at the University of North Carolina. His tenure as head coach has devolved into a situation resembling the Carolina Panthers, leaving fans embarrassed. With a record of 2 wins and 3 losses, the football team's performance has disappointed many. Fans left Keenan Stadium early during a recent game against Clemson, underscoring their frustration. Belichick's past success in the NFL has not translated to college football, leading to widespread criticism. The planned documentary about the team has been scrapped due to the growing dissatisfaction surrounding him. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 4-1 Eagles are at the 1-4 Giants. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime Video. Philadelphia is favored by 7.5, and the over-under is 40.5. In local sports, college basketball preseason rankings are heating up as Gonzaga and San Diego State make headlines after off-season moves. In 2025, defining a mid-major is complicated, especially as traditional programs shift to power conferences. Gonzaga, despite their 2 national championship appearances, is still seen as a mid-major due to their current conference. San Diego State hopes to build on last season's performance with key returning players, including Magoon Gwath. Mark December 14th on your calendars for an exciting matchup between St. Mary's and Boise State. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service is furloughing nearly half of its workforce due to the ongoing government shutdown. About 34,000 IRS workers are being furloughed, while another 39,870 employees will remain on the job. This announcement comes as the federal shutdown enters its 8th day without an agreement between Republicans and Democrats on a funding deal. The IRS stated, due to the lapse in appropriations, most IRS operations are closed. Furloughed workers were informed they will receive back pay once the shutdown ends. This furlough follows mass layoffs that reduced the IRS workforce by approximately 25%. In business news, artificial intelligence is supposed to kill jobs, but instead there is a hiring and office boom. Some artificial intelligence executives have predicted significant job losses due to the technology. However, many artificial intelligence companies are hiring large numbers of human employees. This is driving a surprising resurgence in Silicon Valley's office market. Eric Simons, chief executive officer of artificial intelligence startup StackBlitz, recently announced a new office lease in San Francisco. The build-out is underway, and employees are expected to move in around January. Generative artificial intelligence is reshaping the workforce while fueling new job creation that drives office demand. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just over $122,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $4,500. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Robocalls are on the rise, with over 4.1 billion received in August alone by people in the United States. To combat this, Apple is introducing a new tool in its iOS 26 release to help users manage unknown calls. This feature allows iPhone owners to choose how to handle incoming calls, including letting them ring, sending them to voicemail, or asking the caller for more information. When using the third option, Siri will answer and gather details, displaying a status message on the lock screen. To activate this tool, users need to install iOS 26, open Settings, and select Screen Unknown Callers. Entertainment news. Wind River, the Next Chapter star Jason Clark, reveals that the sequel is about to come out soon after being locked up with the legalities. Originally released in 2017, the first Wind River movie was written and directed by Taylor Sheridan and starred Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner. A sequel was announced in November 2022, focusing on Chip Hansen, a character from the first film. Clark describes the sequel as extraordinary and a beautiful movie, set within the Native community. The completion and post-production phase of Wind River 2 brings hope for an imminent release date announcement. The first film grossed over $44 million on a budget of $11 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is opened for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.